Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to our fourth and final episode, module of the Client Magnet. And today we are going to be talking, what are we going to be talking? We're going to be talking about sales conversations, booking calls, leading calls, and it's going to be pretty awesome. Now, just give me a second because I'm just having a slight technical difficulty here. Okay, 2 seconds. Let me have a look. Okay, I think we're good. I think we're good to go. Can you just raise your hand? Let me know that you can hear me first and foremost so that I know that we are cooking on gas. Star 2 or the raise hand button. Anybody can hear me? Do let me know. Yes, awesome, awesome. Keep your hands up in the air. I do want to speak to you. Very, very soon. So let's have a look and dig into this week. First of all, let's do a quick review of what we did last week. Last week, we were designing and perfecting your high-end coaching offer. That is so important because now you have something that you can sell, and it's about time that we figured out how the hell to sell it, right? So we've worked on making sure that your coaching package really sets your clients up for success, not just you as the coach. Of course, that is what we want, but we also want to set up the client for as much success as possible. And we looked at branding and positioning your coaching package as an expert and pricing your offer fairly for both you and your clients. Now you have this awesome package. We better get on and sell it. So let's have a look at some top ways to book sales calls. These are some of my favorites, an offer and a post. An offer in an email, which you can do if you have an email list. If you don't have a mailing list, then if you don't have a mailing list, then you need to join me next week because we're doing 3 days. What we're doing? 3 days to, oh my God, I forgot what it's called. 3 days to an irresistible lead magnet. Yes, which will help you to build a mailing list. But if you don't have one, then that's the thing to do. Otherwise, put an offer in an email to your list. You can offer a free service of some sort and convert to a sales call. And that's probably my favorite way to do that. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a moment because I always find that that is the absolute best way to book discovery calls. You can offer a discovery call rather than a sales call, but as a reward for taking part in a survey, an interview, or a focus group, or you can offer a free coaching call and convert it to a sales call, which would be just the same as what I've just talked about. We can offer put an offer at the end of a lead magnet, or we can offer as part of an onboarding funnel. So you either at the end of a lead magnet, so you have all your content, and at the end you say, you know, jump on a free call with me to discuss, or you can say something along the lines of, if you love this information, you want to take it further, then jump on a call with me. And you can do the same with an onboarding funnel. So if you bring somebody in as part of a lead magnet, you can actually work up to making that offer over a series of emails and giving plenty of value, of course. But my number one way to book a sales call, it is a free offer, but it's I personally think the best free offer you will ever be able to make to anybody. And it is so damn effective. This is the thing that helped me to sell out my coaching practice after having, you know, struggled to get even enough clients to pay my bills for months on end. And then when I implemented this and I implemented it well, I started booking calls hand over fist to the point where I actually had to close my diary down because I couldn't physically manage them all. There was that many of them. So here's the reason why it works. It was a 20-minute makeover or assessment. And it depends on what it is that you're offering, how you would word that. But typically, I call it a 20-minute makeover. Occasionally, I call it an assessment. And this is why it works. First of all, you can easily book it from a Facebook post. You make it a real no-brainer offer. People see it. They click through to your e-diary link, schedule their slot, and they are booked in, job done, easy peasy. The second reason that it really works is because it's not a sales call, okay? Absolutely not a sales call, which is so crucial because while we want people who are ready to invest, very often people don't realize that they're ready to invest. And so if you can make your offer very, very clear that it is to help somebody in a very specific situation, the people that typically will respond to that will be ready to invest or close to it. But they're not so clear that they're ready to invest that they're happy to just jump on a discovery call and be sold too. So it's really awesome because it's not a sales call and the client knows that. It also has a really clear benefit-based outcome, and I'm going to talk you through how to design a 20-minute makeover or an assessment in a moment. But it's got, you really want to front-load that and make it really clear and benefit-based. 20 minutes is also a really tiny commitment for both parties, always. It's super small commitment. You know, anybody can give up 20 minutes of their time to get some kind of clear benefit. And, you know, they get the clear benefit of whatever it is that your call is designed to help them with. And you get the clear benefit of speaking to somebody for 20 minutes, demonstrating your expertise, and then, you know, finding out if they're a good fit for you. And if they are a good fit for you, then it's really easy to convert them into a sales call as well. And it gives the other person a flavor of what it's like to work with you. So if they've been following you for a while, heard what you've had to say, then they might go, you know, I'm really interested in this. And I really like the way that she works, which just all just makes it even easier to convert into a sales call. So how do you design one of these things? Well, I want you to consider one, and you know I'm going to say specific and tangible, the same words that I say all the time, but consider one specific tangible thing that your perfect client desperately wants, okay? Go back to that solution statement and consider just one small thing that that client really feels like they will need to be able to move forward. What is it that they really want to get? And then ask yourself, what can you do to help them get that outcome in just a 20-minute session? You can ask what questions you'll need to ask. So, you know, what do you need to know from the client in order to be able to deliver the outcome? And what do you need to know from them in order to be able to find out enough to convert to a discovery call? And I've also said that you should brand it to make it more valuable in the eye of your prospects. Just to give you an idea of how this works, I do something called, let's just take one of the examples. I do a 20-minute messaging makeover. So this is predominantly for people who are posting on Facebook and aren't getting results. They, you know, they might get an odd like or an occasional comment, but they're not, you know, they're not able to convert into anything tangible in terms of calls or income. And really, even the little bit of engagement they do get is so small that they're just not convinced that what they are doing is working. So, and I know that this is a huge, huge issue for my ideal client. So I offer them this 20-minute messaging makeover, and I, you know, I tell them what they'll get, and I'll say, you know, I'll identify exactly what's wrong with your message, exactly what you need to do to make it more impactful. And I'll give you my number one strategy for booking calls, which would be this. So I'll give them this strategy. And I know that I can deliver that in 20 minutes because it, you know, it takes a few minutes to look through their post. And I actually in that instance, I get them to submit the post in with their when they book their slot. But you don't have to. And there's lots of times when I don't do that. But for a messaging one, I do. So I've got time to quickly go through the post with them. But the things that I need to find out from them is I need to find out where they're posting this post as well, so I can figure out if they're posting in the right places. And I'll ask them questions around, you know, what their coaching packages are, how long they've been going, what kind of results they've seen, whether they've worked with any clients yet. So I'll ask them a handful of questions for me to get a feel about where they are in their business, because that's how I'm going to convert it to a discovery call afterwards. And then I'll, you know, and then we'll go through the messaging itself. And I'll tell them exactly what's wrong with the post and exactly what they need to change to make it stronger. And then I'll give them the strategy to book calls. They'll be all over the moon with it because they got what they came for. They got their messaging made over. And then I can say to them, you know, particularly if I'm getting to the end of the 20 minutes, I might say something like, you know, are you open to a few minutes more coaching? And 9 out of 10 times they'll say yes. I always leave a little bit of spare time after these calls in my diary anyway so that I can take a little bit longer with them. And I'll just let them, you know, I noticed that, and I'm just going to give you an example. I noticed that you don't have a coaching package designed yet. And until you have that, it's going to be extremely difficult to design clients. I also noticed that you said that you've never done a sales call, and that can be really, really intimidating. And I don't know, something else. So I'll reel off maybe three different things that I've noticed from the conversation that I can help them with. And then I'll say, would it be worth us having a conversation to see how I can help you to put these pieces in place in your business? And 9 out of 10 times they say yes, because Who would not want that? Who would not want to find out how I can help them to do that? And then typically I'll either go straight into a discovery call or I'll book another session with them probably the day after. Usually I have to book it the day after because I usually don't have the time to do a full-blown discovery call straight afterwards. Occasionally I do, but most of the time not. And then I will just literally book them in the next day and get straight back on the phone with them and bang, there's a discovery call. And they've already had a flavor of what it's like to work with me very briefly. And so they're much more inclined to be bought into that discovery call process. And that is, it's really in the discovery call when they really begin to realize that they are or are not ready to invest. So that is how you would work a 20-minute makeover. And then, of course, you brand it to make it more valuable. So I call it a messaging makeover. I could just call it a 20-minute call to look at your messaging. But because I called it a messaging makeover, it just has that little bit more value for the client. The client perceives it as being more valuable. In terms of booking them, it's really, really easy. It's just like a really great post, except much shorter. So you have your grabby headline. You want to have them at hello. You have a very short amount of story to demonstrate your expertise. So you want to be really laser focused here. You don't want to give them a big meandering story when you're trying to book calls. Just something nice and short and punchy about how you were there and how you got to where you are. If it's your previous version of you or how you helped somebody else to do it, if it's not a previous version of you. And then you say, this week I'm offering, you know, 5 or 3 or 2 or 10. I would tend to keep it less than 5 because it makes it feel a little bit exclusive. 5 free, 20 minute, whatever makeovers or whatever assessments, where we will. And then you give them 3 bulleted benefits of getting on the phone with you. So you know what I just said about those 20 minute makeovers, messaging makeovers. I'll say them. I'll tell you exactly what is wrong with this post and why it's not getting you engagement. I'll tell you exactly what you need to change to get engagement. And I'll give you my, you can swipe my favorite method for booking clients. So those are the 3 bulleted benefits. Those are the 3 things that they will get from getting on the phone with me. And virtually nobody that reads that post who is my ideal client would be able to say no to that. If they are my perfect client, they will be like, yes, I need that. The only time that they won't is if they're not ready. And if they're not even ready to get on a free call, then they're certainly not ready to invest. So that is how you kind of lay it out for them. So grabby headline, have them at hello, a very short, succinct story. The offer, the benefits of the offer. And add so that statement as well. So always talk to the benefits of the benefits. So it's great. So taking that example that I've just shared with you, it's great to say, you know, I'll show you exactly why you're not getting engagement. I'll show you exactly what you can do to get engagement, and I'll give you, you can swipe my favorite method. But then on each of those, I'm going to say so that you can start to get more than just like, so that you can, you know, create content more quickly and easily so that you can make some money from your Facebook posts. I mean, that's the real benefit of the benefit, isn't it? They want to be in a position where they're actually putting stuff out on social media and it's bringing them paid work. Okay, and then literally just give them your e-calendar link. If you don't have an online scheduler, then get one. Please get one. It's so crucial to just be able to say, here's the link, go and book. You ask people to PM it, all of a sudden it just becomes that little bit more high commitment, and you can get an e-scheduler for next to nothing. I highly recommend Acuity, but there are lots of others out there, all of which are better than having none, and you can get them for free, or if you do pay for them, they're very inexpensive and worth their weight in gold, absolutely. So have a look at getting yourself an e-scheduler if you don't have one. And just give them the link to book straight out. In terms of running a 20-minute makeover, it's actually really, really simple. You simply establish that expert-client relationship right from the start. So you say, hey, I'm really excited to speak to you. Highlight the time limit. You know, it's only a 20-minute call. It's going to fly over. So are you okay if we dive straight in? Of course, they're going to say yes to you. And then you just quickly say, okay, so the purpose of this call is to, you know, make over whatever it is that you said you were going to make over with them. I'm going to ask you a handful of questions about you or your life or your business or your relationship or whatever it is that you do with them. And then I will help you to, you know, I'll give you some tweaks that you can do that will make this all work better, depending on what situation it is that you're helping them with. So then once you've explained that, then you just have to do that. So ask the questions, give them, help them to get the outcome that you said that you would help them to get, and be listening for cues as to how you can help them beyond that 20-minute makeover. Ask them for more time if it's needed. So if you feel like it's a good fit and you want to invite them to a discovery call and you haven't had time to get through it all, then just ask them for a few more minutes. If it is going well, they will say yes. I've never, ever, 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 ever had anybody say no to me. And I've done a lot of these calls. And then you highlight where they benefit from more support. So I just explained to you there. So you say, you know, I noticed that you need X, Y, and Z. These happen to be my areas of expertise. This is how I've helped clients do this, that, and the other. Would you be interested in a conversation to see how I can help you to put these things in place in your life, in your business, in your relationship, whatever? And then just, you know, that's the invitation. They either say yes or no. The majority will say yes. I found that around 80% will say yes to that offer to a discovery call, particularly if your messaging is really on point when you are booking the calls up in the first place. So if your Facebook messaging is really strong, then you will get good prospects on the line and most of them will convert to a discovery call. Okay, so what do you do once you get them on a discovery call? Because then it's slightly different, isn't it? Because then it purely is a sales call. And sometimes you'll get discovery calls booked, you know, straight through your website if you've got that option on your website. Sorry, just taking a quick drink there. If you have that option on your website, then they may just do it straight through your website. If they have, if they've come through a 20-minute call, so if you've just had a 20-minute call with them and then you invite them to a discovery call, then they haven't really chosen that for themselves until they've spoken to you. So it's slightly different. But irrespective of how they've come to you, leading that discovery call is pretty much the same experience every time. And, you know, I would go so far as to just having a really clear structure and just following it and even scripting it out if you want to. On some of my more in-depth programs, I actually share the full sales scripts that I used to use to help you guys to really drill in. But really, it's just a core structure. You just need the structure and follow the structure and it will work like a dream. So, first of all, establish the expert-client relationship. Every single time you get a potential client on the phone or a client on the phone, make sure that you are establishing that you are the expert in that position, that you are the one that is leading the call. Do not let the client lead the call because that's when it goes all meandering, takes ages, and you never really get to where you want to be. Gain agreement on the purpose and the format. So if they've come through your website, you can just say, I understand you're interested in working with me. Is that right? And they'll say yes. Elephants out the room, we know that it's a sales call. And you say, great, well, the purpose of this call is to find out if we're a good fit and what it would look like to work together. If you've brought them in from a 20-minute makeover, then you might say, okay, so we chatted yesterday or we chatted whenever, and you understand that the purpose of this call is to find out whether it would be a good fit to work together and what that would look like if you decided to go ahead. Is that okay? And again, they'll say yes. And then you can just say, okay, this is the format. I'm going to ask some questions and then I'll give you some feedback, let you know if it looks like we're going to be a good fit. And if it does, then we can talk about working together. So you're very much saying that we're going to ask the questions. We're going to make sure that it's a fit before we even consider whether or not I'm going to sell to you. But this is a sales call. So we're establishing that it's a sales call, but we're also establishing that we're the expert, that we're going to be feeling out whether or not this is a good fit before we make a decision as to whether to offer to work with them or not. Very much keeping yourself in that position of expert and not pushy salesperson, because that is the last thing that anybody wants in any situation. Okay, so here's the key things that you need to establish during your questioning section. And I would typically question for about 15 to 20 minutes at most. So you want to establish their current situation. So where are they now? What are their desires? What do they want to be? So, you know, what's that gap? They are here and they want to be there. Figure out what that gap is and what's stopping them. What's the challenges that are stopping them from getting there? And seriously, do not be afraid to dig deep here. The big mistake that coaches make is that they don't dig deep enough. They don't get deep into the details of why somebody wants something, about why they haven't really made hay with whatever they've been trying to do to achieve it so far. So really get digging deep into that, because that's where you'll get the real cues about what it is that they need from you. And that will make your pitch a whole lot stronger when you get to the end of the call. So dig really deep into their current situation, their desires, and the challenges that are stopping them from having the desire that they want. Why are they stuck in that current situation? And then, super important, and something that the vast majority of coaches miss, is checking out the commitment to getting the results and the urgency of getting the results. So super important, because it's no good if they're super committed, but it's not urgent for them. They're committed, but they'll have it in a year's time. And it's no good if they want it really quickly, but they're not really prepared to do the work. So get really clear about how committed they are and how urgent those results are for them. This is really crucial to finding out if they are ready to invest now. So those are the core areas that you need to establish during your questioning. And in your workbook, you'll see that I've given you areas to come up with some questions for each of these sections. And literally, I would script some of this out if I was you, because that's certainly how I worked it when I was first getting started. And it works a dream. Okay, and then you want to be evaluating those responses and listening for the clues. Like I just said, that is what is going to help you when it comes to reflecting back, when it comes to making your pitch. Using their words, using their clue, using their language, and reflecting those things back to them that are the clues to what they need for you is going to be the thing that is going to really gel the two of you together really, really crucially. Okay, and then you're going to reflect, I thought it was on the next page, and then you're going to reflect that back to them and match your coaching to what they need, providing that it's a good fit. If it's not a good fit, I would ask some more questions. And if I couldn't see any way that it was a good fit, then I would say, I'm sorry, but I don't think it's a good fit for you. But let's assume that it is. Then I would take like maybe the three or four things that they've said are really, really the key things that they want and need. And I would say, okay, so you need this, you need this, you need this, you need this. Is that correct? And they'll say yes. And I'll say, okay, so if I was to do this, if I was to support you around this to get you this, and if I was to support you around this to get you this, and literally I'm matching my coaching to what they've said they need. And I'm saying, you know, in each instance, if I was to give you that, do you believe that you would be able to create those results that you want? At that point, if they say yes to you, then the sale is already halfway there. And there is no reason for them not to say yes to you unless you're trying to bend your coaching to fit something that isn't ideal. So reflect back in their language, and it's really, really key that you always use their language. And I know a lot of you will have done NLP, but here's the thing. Very often people don't realize the words have come out of their mouth. And when you say it back to them, they start to feel like you're kind of reading their mind, which is exactly what we try to do with the messaging. It's about making people feel like you really understand them, because you do, because you really do understand them. And that's the key. In terms of actually making the sale, this is my process for making the sale. So first of all, I set the expectations that I have of them. So I tell them what expectations I have of them. And then I don't bother with the features of my coaching program. I just lead with the benefits always. So I'll tell them, you know, these are the things that we will work on when we get together. You know, these are the things you'll get as soon as you sign up. These are the things that we'll delve into straight away. And when I talk about the things that I'm going to delve into straight away with them, I'm going to reflect those things that they said were most important to them, again using their language, because then I'm saying, these are the things that you said were crucial to you, and actually the first thing we're going to do as soon as we get on the phone is we're going to work on these things that are crucial to you. Absolutely fundamentally sort of cements in their head that you are giving them what they need, and you should be giving them what you need, what they need. That's what coaching is about. It's about meeting people where they're at and helping them to get the results that they want. And then you really want to just help them talk themselves into it. So, you know, what do you think? How does it sound? And if they're saying that it's great or that they love it, then you say, okay, well, what do you like about it? What's great about it? What do you love about it? And let them talk themselves into it. You just kind of encourage that. Oh, yeah, 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 that is great. And what did you think about this? Or what do you, you know, really give them the opportunity to tell you how much they love it. Because, again, you're bringing yourself closer and closer to that sale, and you're not being pushy one little bit. You are just chilling, giving them space to process, and helping them to understand what they can achieve with you. If you hear them saying that they're not, you know, it sounds okay, or I'm not sure, or if you just detect some reticence in their tone when they're saying that it sounds good, then ask them about it. Call them on it. Do not go into a sale while you still have concerns on the table. If you start to talk about money while there are still concerns on the table, you will not get that sale. Deal with the concerns first. So, you know, if somebody sounds reticent, then tell them so. Say, okay, you sound a little bit reticent. I hope you don't mind me saying that, but would you mind telling me, is there something that you're not sure about? Or you might say, okay, so if they say that they're not sure, you might say, okay, so what is it that you're not sure about? Or if they say, well, it sounds okay, say, okay, so what would it take for it to sound great? What do you feel is missing? And really give them the opportunity to just delve into those concerns and get them dealt with before you start talking money. Because if you can't deal with those concerns before the money, you certainly won't deal with them afterwards. Finally, before I ever make an offer, I like to check in on how committed they are to make it happen. And I'll just do that with a really simple question, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to making this happen? If they're not at a 10, then I'm going to be asking them what it's going to take to get them to a 10. Because you really want them to be at level 10 before you introduce the price. Just the same as we don't want to leave concerns on the table, we don't want to leave commitment too low. So ask them, what can we do to get it to a 10? If they say that they're a 6, say, okay, that seems really low. What is it that is holding you back at a 6? What is it going to take to get you to a 10? And really aim to get them at least to a 9 or a 10, but ideally to a 10 before you start talking the money. And then once you get them to a 10, and sometimes they'll be straight at 10 immediately. Sometimes you'll ask them that question, they'll just be like, I'm 10, I have got to make this work. In which case, you're cool. But as soon as you get them to that 10, whether you have to work at it or not, then you just make your offer. You say, you know, this is the program. And really short, like, don't go into loads of details, like, just say, this is my three-month program, or I would recommend my 12 session program, or whatever it is. I'd recommend my 3-month program, and the investment is, and then you just tell them the investment. And you don't be very careful about your tone. You don't want to say, and the investment is £5,000, because then it sounds like you're not sure. You just want to keep your tone very, very, very sort of flat. So it's not going up or down. So you just say, the investment is £10,000, or what did I just say there? £5,000. The investment is £5,000. And you just want to keep it really, really level. Because if you sound unsure, then the client will become unsure. The other thing that I love to do is to offer a fast action bonus. So I might say something like, okay, so the investment is $5,000. And if you sign up today, you'll also qualify for a 2-hour mini intensive as a free fast action bonus. Because then you're incentivizing them to make a decision quickly. And once you make that offer, you just shut the hell up. Sit back, be quiet. Somebody once told me that the first person to talk is the one who loses, if you want to see it that way. Personally, I don't see it as a loss when somebody invests. I see it as a huge gain for both of us. That said, you do need to give them time to process. You don't need to be sitting there panicking, pushing them. You just sit back and allow them to process. If they have questions, they will ask questions. If they want a payment plan, they will ask you if there's a payment plan. If it's, you know, if they've got some objections, then they will bring the objections to you. Another thing that you can try and say that I quite like to use as well is, I would say, I'm just going to take the same statement again. The investment is $5,000, and if you sign up today, you'll also get a free 2-hour mini intensive as a fast action bonus. So when would you like to get started? And again, you just shut up. Now, because you've added that question on to the end, it's now like you're insisting on some sort of response from them, as opposed to just sitting and leaving them hanging. So that's a really nice way to just round that up, is to just say, so when would you like to get started? Just assume that they do want to work with you. They've already told you that their commitment is level 10. They've already told you that it's got to happen. They've already told you that they love your program. So when do they want to get started? If they do then come up with objections, the key things that you need to remember, first of all, don't panic. Just because there's objections doesn't mean that there's not going to be a sale. Just because there's objections doesn't mean that you have to feel uncomfortable. You can deal with objections. They're very, very easy to deal with. And the second thing you need to remember is always agree with the client. This is something that I've learned much more recently, and it is awesomely effective. So I want you to consider never disagree with a client on a call, because disagreement never, ever, ever creates a sale. And it's not about lying or manipulating somebody. It's just about agreeing with their perspective. It's not saying, oh yes, I agree, and I'm gonna like turn my entire view of the world around so that I can agree with you. You're just saying, okay, I agree that that's the way the client feels. And then once you do that, you neutralize the disagreement. So you can't have a disagreement with just one person. If you say that you agree, then there is no disagreement anymore. And then because you've neutralized the disagreement, the client is much more inclined to listen to your alternative view. So I've got some examples for you of how you can use this, because it's awesome. So if somebody says it's very expensive, now if somebody says it's very expensive, not so long ago, I would say expensive compared to what? But that is quite confrontational statement to make, actually. So what I tend to say now is I'll say I agree that it's expensive. In fact, most of my clients agree that this program is a significant investment. Okay, so I'm agreeing. I am neutralizing that disagreement. I'm not disagreeing that it's expensive. But what I am going to say thereafter is something like, that's why it's so important to get started right away and start creating the results that you want. So you see, I've neutralized the disagreement about it being expensive. Yes, it is expensive, but that's what makes it so valuable and so important to get started on it quickly. And when you say that, the argument just goes away. Just goes away. There is no argument. Another one that I hear a lot, or I used to hear a lot, not so much now, is I can't afford it. So if somebody says I can't afford it, then you say, I understand that you can't afford it right now. You're agreeing, you're neutralizing. I understand that you can't afford it right now. How about we brainstorm some ways that you could come up with the money so that you can afford it? And if you feel uncomfortable talking about money with people, then go back to that exercise we did last week about, you know, about the money mind monkeys. Because seriously, if somebody's on the phone with you and they've told you that they're 10 out of 10 committed and they can't wait to work with you and price is the only thing that's holding them back, then you owe it to them to help them to overcome that. You don't owe it to them to drop yourself down to their level and say, oh, well, I'll do it at half price so that you can afford it. Price is never the objection. Price is just an excuse for fear. So they want you to help them to deal with that. So step up and do it. Help them to deal with that. Another one I need to think about it. You know, one of people's favorite things to trot out. You know, I even do it myself when I'm in a sales conversation that I don't want to be in, particularly when somebody hasn't checked in on my commitment, hasn't checked on how much I want to work with them. I'll say I need to think about it because I think, well, yeah, I don't want to have this conversation now. I'm probably not going to go with it. And I can't really be bothered to explain myself to you. So I'll just say, I need to think about it. So what would you say to that? Well, I'll say, I agree. You should take some time to think about it. So I'm not trying to talk them out of thinking about it. I'm saying, I agree. It's a good idea to think about it. But then I'll say, I just want you to be clear that no matter how long you spend thinking about this, it's still going to be the best program for you or the right program for you. So I'm neutralizing and then I am proposing an alternative view because they've already told me that they are 10 out of 10 committed to getting this support. So I'm acknowledging the fact that that fear is there, but I'm also letting them know that they can go and think about it until, you know, until the cows come home and it's not going to make any difference. It's still going to be the right program for them. I need to speak to my husband, another common one, or my wife, or my partner, or my accountant, or God knows who, but I need to speak to somebody else. Really common one. I typically say, yeah, you should definitely speak to your husband. I agree completely. And then I'll ask, what do you think he'll say about it? Because that's really, really powerful and gets that client thinking about actually how is that conversation going to go. And sometimes you will find that somebody will say, actually, you'll just tell me that I should go for it. And say, okay, so what do you need to speak to him about? And actually, you can sometimes just close the sale as easily as that. Other times they'll go, you know, he's not going to want me to spend that much money on this issue. And then you would say something like, okay, so how do you feel about that, about him telling you that you shouldn't spend that money? And then they'll probably come back and say, but I know that I need it, I know that I want it, blah, blah, blah. And then you can say to them, okay, so how are you going to handle that conversation? How are you going to overcome his objections? You're actually helping your client to overcome the objections that she's going to face when she has the conversation with her husband, or when he has the conversation with his wife, or whatever it is. So it's really about getting to the point where you neutralize the disagreement, and then you also help them to think through what's coming next. You know, whether it's that they need to go away and think about it, whether it's that they need to speak to somebody else, you're really helping them to move through those objections instead of just staying stuck with them. And that's really the key. I don't think I have the time. I don't know how many of these I've put through. I keep on thinking we must be nearly finished. I don't think I have the time. Sometimes, again, another bit of a kind of an evasive one, like panicking. Oh my God, I feel a bit, you know, like I'm not really going to be able to fit all this in. I understand the time is an issue for you. Neutralize the disagreement. What do you think you could do to create the time, or to make the time, so you can finally create the results you want? Remember that they've told you they are 10 out of 10 committed. This is not a time to back down. This is not a time to say, oh, okay, well, they're not ready, so okay, well, I'll let you just go away and think about it. Because actually what you're doing is you're just letting the client shrink back in fear instead of empowering them to step up and take action. Because that was what they got on the phone with you for. They got on the phone with you because they wanted to be empowered, because they wanted to take action, because they wanted to create their results. And if you don't help them to do that, then you're the one that's letting them down. I'm afraid of making this investment. This is one that I've heard a few times, especially since I put my prices up quite significantly. When somebody says, I'm afraid of making this investment, it's really important that you acknowledge that fear. Say to them, I can see that, or I can hear that. If you're on, you know, judging by how the conversation is going, you'll very often be able to hear the fear in their voice. And so if somebody says, I'm afraid of making the investment, say, I can see that you're afraid of it, or I can hear that you're afraid of making this investment. And then ask them, what do you think that fear means? Because one of the key things that I talk about all of the time is that fear is actually the biggest indicator that you should go ahead. The only reason that people feel fear is because they know they want to and they need to, but their ego is holding them back. So if you can help them to see that, then that will be a huge, huge game changer for them. So ask them, delve into what the fear means. This is the only time that I really get into coaching on a discovery call, is when it comes to the objections. Because before that, it's really about discovering what it looks like to work together. At this point, it's helping them to overcome all of their ego-based fears that are stopping them from getting what they want. So that is actually the last objection that I've got up there for you. But you can see how this works, and you can apply this to anything. And most of the objections that people will come up with will be in these, in one of these categories. These are the really common categories, but you might get something a little bit off the wall depending on what kind of coaching you do. I just want you to be really clear that you agree first and then propose an alternative view. Even if you have to agree over and over and over and over again, you really do not want to be in a place of disagreement, because you will never make the sale from that place. Okay. So, empowering clients to say yes. This is what I've just talked about. I'm going to talk about it again. When you really love and believe in what you do, it is your duty to empower them. You must reflect their potential, not just where they are now, but reflect to them what they have the potential to become. Help them to see that they have so much further to go, and see them in that way, because nobody else is seeing them in that way at that point in time, and they're even struggling to see themselves in that way. So it's really up to you to help them to see that you can see that in them. Have the courage to challenge their fears and help raise them to your level instead of coming down to theirs. Don't offer a discount. God never, ever offered a discount on a sales call. Don't try and, you know, try and reinvent the wheel. Just help them to raise themselves up rather than you dropping down. And don't back out when it gets uncomfortable. discomfort is where the genius is. Discomfort is where great things happen. So if it gets uncomfortable, stick with it. Continue to agree, continue to propose an alternative view of reality, continue to coach them through their fears and help them get to that point that they can say yes. And honestly, you want to be at the point where you feel like crap if you can't get them to a yes. If you don't get them to a yes, I want you to go, shit, I really let that client down. Because when you feel that powerfully about it, you will do whatever it takes to help them to get the results that they want. And you will do whatever it takes to help them to invest in themselves, because they don't invest in you. They invest with you, but they invest in themselves. So you should be really feeling really crap if you know somebody you can really help them and you didn't help them to get to a yes, because that is when you will really start to amp up your sales. And if you can't get them to a yes on the call, then please schedule a follow-up call, okay? One of the things I typically do is if we get to a point on the call and I genuinely can't get them to a yes, is I'll say to them, okay, so listen, we talked about the fast action bonus. I'm prepared to give you 2 days to make a decision and I will still honor that fast action bonus. So let's book a call for 48 hours time. And if you're in a position to go ahead at that point, then I will still honor that fast action bonus. And that way it gives them a really good incentive to come back on the phone with you. And it also gives them a limited amount of time to make a decision, because the worst thing you can do, the worst thing you can possibly do is let somebody walk away with no finish line on the decision, because they'll just never make a decision and they'll never go, you know, they'll just shrink back away into fear. So the way to keep them held in their power is to say, okay, so let's get back on the phone, 48 hours. And if you're ready to go, then I will honor that fast action bonus for you. And that I find is the quickest way to get somebody back on the phone and back to a yes. And very often people will come back and say yes on that follow-up call if you can't quite get them there on the call. Okay, that is it for the content. Let's get some people on the phone. Oh my goodness, we don't have any people on the line today. Let's go straight to Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
What can you do before today?
I don't know. sorry. This particular section, because I don't ever... massage therapist, this is not something that I offer. Because people tend to meet me face to face,
yeah,
and then they will transfer. However, I am going to do 20 minute energy increase,
right,
which we can do over the phone.
Awesome.
So that's just checking in with your chakras and just making sure that they're all done, turning the right way, so that can be like my little energy makeover.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
And
are you going to do that as a free offer or a paid offer?
Yeah, it's part of my my download. So my lead magnet is a chakra cleansing guide. So this is just like the audio version of that.
Awesome.
Really, if people want to be taken through it rather than reading it.
Yeah.
Then that's how it'll work.
And then you're going to use that to upsell them?
Yes, then I am going to use that to, taking on from what you were saying last week about extending your packages to sort of 3 months to 6 months and doing that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I have a 6-week energy package that I'm actually going to transfer to a 12-week one.
Okay.
And sell that to corporate.
Awesome.
Individual clients as part of their workplace wellbeing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have some clients in mind?
I have a few. I've run it past a few people. I only came up with it last Thursday. Ran it past a few people who work with the city council. Now, whether that's something that they can afford to pay for, I'm not sure. But they all said that, it seems something that corporates would like, because as well as having to pay the person who's off sick, they have to pay somebody to come in and do the job. Whereas if they can not have the person go off sick, but pay for a program, then that seems a better alternative.
Absolutely.
So yeah, need to get in with a couple of HR ladies.
Yeah.
Because that's usually who it goes through. But that's all sort of come out in the last few days, really.
Well, I think that's brilliant, Jen. And oh, sorry, we've got such an echo on the line. I don't know if anybody else can hear, but I can. If you look at ethical employers and people who've got investors and people awards and things like that, you'll probably find that there is even more support for that kind of work.
Right. Okay.
So I would check that out as well.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you. And thank you for having me on this.
You're very welcome.
It's opened me up. I even wrote my story last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That was a bit of a... anyway.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Take care.
Right, let me lower my hand.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, I hate it when the line echoes like that. I'm hoping that this one isn't going to echo. If your number ends 545, this is you.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Hello. Yes, I recognise your voice. I didn't recognise your number because I don't have it listed for this programme, but yes, of course.
Oh, right.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Right.
How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm okay, thanks. I just thought I'd pop on. I know you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
And I just thought I'd pop on and give a bit of encouragement to everybody that these tactics really do work. Mm-hmm. And just to let everybody know that I posted a Climbing Coaching Sensation 1.0. 2016 version, and I started getting visible probably about 6-8 weeks ago, I think, once I got my niche nailed. And then last Friday, I think it was, I started posting an offer and a link to my sort of scheduler page, a 20-minute life redesign offer, and within about 10 minutes somebody had booked one. So these tactics really do work. So yeah, I've got a call at the end of this week, so I'm really excited about that.
The first of many, Catherine.
Yes, hopefully.
You keep on putting those offers out. No fingers crossed about it. You keep putting those offers out, more calls will get booked.
Yeah, well, I'm just finding a bit annoyed now because most groups you can't promote. You can only promote on certain days. I'm thinking, why can't I promote? I have to wait until Friday now. Yeah, I'm just going to have to find some new ways of getting around it, I think.
So get people into your group. Get them into your group and make the offer in your group. Put it in your description. There are still plenty of groups where you can promote. I think there's a lot of groups where you can promote still.
You just have to check them out.
But that's awesome. I'm super proud of you, and I'm really pleased. That first call, but you know, so many people think that you can't book calls through Facebook, that you can't get clients through Facebook, and you can. You seriously can.
Well, you can, and the surprising thing was, the lady who's booked is not somebody whose name I recognise, so I don't think it's anybody who's liked or commented on anything I've done previously.
Yeah.
So this is a completely new lady to me, so yeah, people are watching, even if you think they're not.
Yeah, and when you get her on the phone, Catherine, what would be really interesting is if you ask her, you know, towards the end of the call, if you ask her how she found you, whether she's been reading your post for a while or whether she'd literally just seen that one post. And in fact, when we were talking about your acuity earlier, you can actually put a little drop-down menu on there in your intake form and say, you know, where did you see this? You can find out what group.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
So if you're posting in a number of groups, then you can ask them to clarify which group they actually saw it in as well, which helps you to understand which group's the most effective.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. So I am going to sort out sending like a follow-up email as well. So I'm going to add that to my acuity, and then we'll get on with that. And hopefully she'll respond and I'll find out a little bit more information. Because obviously I need some feedback, because otherwise I just want to get better. So every bit of feedback is going to be useful, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You just keep on at it, love. You're doing fantastic.
Oh, I will. Great stuff. Thank you.
All righty.
Yeah, I'll catch up with you on our call on Wednesday then.
All right. Thanks very much.
Cheers,
Take
Jo.
Care.
Bye.
Okay, I don't know if it's because we changed to a Monday or what, but we don't have anybody else on the line today, so that's a shame, but that is where we are, so that's cool. If you would like some office hours support, your last chance to get that is this Monday. Just as usual, joe@joedavidson.biz. Of course, it was office hours today, 1-3, but I will honour an office hours next week as well, seeing as how this is our last training call. So if you have any questions about the training or if anything else is coming up for you this week, then feel free to email me at some point before next Monday or during next Monday, and I will come back to you between 1-3 UK time next Monday afternoon. So without further ado, it's been fabulous working with you. I'm sorry that there wasn't more of you to chat with today, but do feel free to reach out to me on office hours and let's have a chat. Have yourself an awesome, awesome day, awesome week, and I'll hopefully speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.